Welcome to another episode of Surgical Educator Podcast. I am your host, and today we are discussing a very common topic in colorectal surgery, fissure in ano. To guide us through this topic, we have Professor Dr. Selvaraj, an experienced general and pediatric surgeon, with us. Welcome, Dr. Selvaraj. Thank you for having me, MC. I am excited to discuss this crucial topic with our audience. Okay, doctor, let us begin with the basics. What is a fissure in ano and what typically causes it? Well, fissure in ano is a small tear or cut in the lining of the anus. It is often caused by the passage of hard or large stools, chronic constipation, or other factors that lead to straining during bowel movements. Most tears of the anal canal are due to passage of large hard stools or explosive diarrhea, trauma to the anus, or a tear during vaginal delivery. Patients have increased resting anal pressure caused by the increased tone of the internal sphincter muscle. This results in ischemia and ulceration to the overlying anal skin. In men, almost all fissures are located in the posterior midline, whereas in women, 10% are in the anterior midline and 90% is at 6 o'clock position. That is because of post-delivery tear or tear in the anal mucosa. Well explained, doctor. What are the different types of fissure in ano? Good. Acute fissure in ano means symptoms within 1 month duration. Chronic fissure in ano means symptoms more than 2 to 3 months of duration. The primary fissure occurs without association with other local or systemic diseases, whereas a secondary fissure occurs in association with Crohn's disease, leukemia, or aplastic anemia. Well, doctor, when a patient presents with a fissure in ano, what signs and symptoms are typically observed? The common clinical features include, number one, pain during bowel movements, anal pain during and after defecation is the most prominent symptom. The pain is described as burning, throbbing, or dull aching, often described as a sharp and stabbing pain. Number two, bright red blood per rectum. Bleeding is painful, associated with defecation. It is bright red blood and blood usually streaks on the hard fecal matter, typically seen on toilet paper or in the toilet bowl. Number three, itching. This is due to irritation in this area. And number four, spasm of the anal sphincter. This can lead to discomfort. Physical examination confirms the diagnosis. Chronic fissures have a triad of a fissure, sentinel skin tag, and a hypertrophied anal papillae. In acute fissure in ano, you should not do digital rectal examination or proctoscopy for fear of aggravating the pain. Well explained, doctor. What steps usually will be taken to diagnose a fissure in ano? Good. Diagnosis is usually straightforward and it involves, number one, we have to take a thorough medical history, discussing the symptoms like the bowel habits and any related medical conditions. The main chief complaint is bleeding, painful bleeding. Physical examination, both visual inspection and digital rectal exam must be done. You can actually visualize the fissure, but if it is an acute ulcer, we should not do even digital rectal examination because it will be very painful. Anoscopy or proctoscopy, this you have to do to directly visualize the anal canal and rectum. This should be done only in chronic and not in acute fissures. Okay, doctor, how to differentiate hemorrhoids from fissure in ano? Okay, good question. Because these two are caused by, the cause is same because the underlying constipation, both will clinically present with bleeding. But pain will be more in case of anal fissure and common, whereas in hemorrhoids, most of them are painless bleeding. This is one thing. In anal fissure, you can see only superficial tear in anoderm with the sentinel tag if it is a chronic anal fissure. Whereas in hemorrhoids, if you do proctoscopy, you can see the bluish or purple mass in the anus inside at 3, 7 and 11 o'clock position. In palpation, there will be increased sphincter tone with the hypertrophied anal papillae in case of anal fissure. Whereas in hemorrhoids, we cannot palpate the hemorrhoids there because it is collapsible, the hemorrhoidal mass. If you do anoscopy, okay, in a case of chronic fissure, we can visualize the tear itself and the bleeding also you can visualize along with the hypertrophied anal papillae. Whereas in hemorrhoidal cases, you can visualize the prominent veins above the dentate line at 3, 7 and 11 o'clock position. In hemorrhoids, the bleeding is bright red blood in both the cases, but in hemorrhoids, there will be what is called post-defecatory bleeding. Whereas in anal fissure, usually the blood drips down or the blood will streaks the hard fecal matter. This is how you have to differentiate one from the other. Very good, doctor. Can a fissure in ano lead to any complications? Yes. If left untreated, fissures can lead to chronicity and complications, including chronic pain. The pain may persist and become a significant discomfort. Ulceration or abscess. In severe cases, the fissure can lead to an open sore or an abscess. Fistula formation. An abnormal passage may develop between the anal canal and the skin. Okay, how do you approach the treatment of an acute fissure in ano, doctor? Well, treatment usually involves conservative measures for acute fissures, like sitz bath. The patient is asked to sit in warm water with the anal region and buttocks dipped in water for about 20 minutes, 2 or 3 times a day. This reduces pain, edema, and promotes wound healing. Antibiotic and laxatives and anti-inflammatory drugs are beneficial. Regulation of bowel habit with a high fiber diet. Local application of nitroglycerin or calcium channel blockers like diltiasm. This will lower the resting anal sphincter stone, and this aids in healing of the fissure in anus. Injection of botulinum toxin lowers the resting internal sphincter tone, that will aids in the healing of fissure in anus. Okay, when surgery is necessary for a fissure in anus, or what are the indications for surgical intervention? Surgery is considered for chronic non-healing fissures or when complications like fistulas are present. Surgical options include lateral internal sphincterotomy, cutting a portion of the anal sphincter muscle to reduce the spasm. This is the surgical procedure of choice if the anal sphincter tone is normal. This can be done as open or blind subcutaneous lateral internal sphincterotomy. Fissurectomy means removal of the fissure, the whole fissure itself. Advancement flap surgery, a surgical procedure that may be used for complicated cases. If anal sphincter tone is low, do endoanal VY skin flap. Fissure or ulcers in Crohn's disease are larger and deeper than the primary anal fissures. The surrounding skin is macerated and edematous. Treatment consists of proper anal hygiene and treatment of the underlying inflammatory disease. What advice can you offer to medical students and surgical trainees when managing patient with a fissure in anus? Compassion and effective communication are crucial. Patients may be embarrassed or anxious about their condition. Also, a supportive approach is essential. Also, understanding the differences between acute and chronic fissures is key to appropriate management. Thank you, Professor Dr. Selvaraj, for providing such insightful information on fissure in anus. This is indeed invaluable for medical professionals at all stages of their careers. It has been a pleasure, and I hope this discussion helps our audience feel more confident in managing fissure in anus cases. With the right approach, we can provide relief to all our patients. Absolutely correct, doctor. To our listeners, thank you for tuning in to this episode of Surgical Educator Podcast. Keep exploring the world of surgery, and until next time, stay curious. Bye-bye.